Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1087, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we're going through some various different examples in the order of Brachos, Kedima B'Brachos. We are talking about Hadama, various different Hadama cases which come up on a daily basis. It's very extremely important to see it in live picture, as they say, you know, the real deal. So a person brings on the Sefer, which we've been going through quite a bit, Hilchos Sefer, Hilchos Brachos, Halacha Lemaaseh, Hilchos Brachos from Rav Malka Shlita in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this, you have a tomato. A person sits down, they're going to eat a tomato and a cucumber, for example, right? And they're both huadama. Tomatoes are huadama, cucumbers are huadama. So they're both complete. They're not, if one is cut in half, so you have to take the one, make the bracha on the one that's whole. But let's say they're both complete. They're not from the Shiva Saminim, nothing to do with the Shiva Saminim. They're both complete, fine. So now you want to look at, and the tomato's a nice fresh tomato. The cucumber, you're eating it, but it's already becoming, a little bit, not so fresh, maybe brownish or whatever the case is. It's not that fresh. Tomato's nice and fresh, right? So then as far as which one I like better, I like them both the same. I'm not so, it doesn't bother me the fact that one is fresh or not, but the fact that the tomato is a nicer tomato, so therefore we make the bracha, the huadama, on the nicer tomato. He goes on to say, in kulam shavim b'chalamailas, if they're both the same, they're both fresh, they're both, everything is wonderful, in other words, they're both complete, both fresh, I just bought them, right, and I like them better, they're both the same, so then mevarech ala gadol, you make the bracha, which, on the larger one, which, if it's a large tomato, usually a tomato will probably be bigger, but you make the bracha on the larger item. And they make the adam on the larger item, and that will cover the smaller item. Because as we know, when you have gadol and katan, big and small, that's less on the list, but that's also taken into play if everything else is, the same. Like there's no shivas haminim, right? Like we said, they're all complete. I like them all the same. It's all fresh. So then we look at the larger item and we make the bracha on that. Brings an interesting case. You have a piece of watermelon or maybe a cantaloupe, you know, a piece, and it's a piece. And you have a piece of a peanut, right? If you have a whole peanut, right, we said last time, even without the shell, but it's a whole peanut. So then the brach, the hadama, we said last time that hadama you make on a peanut, right? So you make a hadama would come first. In other words, not the adama you make on the shalom first. So you have a piece of watermelon and you have a whole peanut, right? Even without the shell, because it's still considered whole. So then you make the hadama on the peanut. But let's say you have a piece of a peanut, broken peanut, and then you have a piece of the watermelon or a piece of melon, whatever the case is, and you're eating them both together. This is your snack time, as they say. So then we make a bracha on the larger item, which usually is going to be the piece of melon or is going to be the piece of watermelon, even though it's pieces, but it's a larger piece, so then you want to make the bracha on that, because don't forget that is a larger item. So he brings out an interesting thing now in reference to Shahakal. Moving on to Shahakal, we're going through again various different examples in the various different brachas, how to work it. So he brings out an interesting, somebody has, let's say, beer, which we know is made out of barley, right? So you have beer, which is really from the Shiva Saminim. We do make a Shahakal, obviously, on beer, but there is a connection to the Shiva Saminim. He says you might have pomegranate juice also, right? So those are two examples that are connected to the Shiva Saminim. They're not, you still make a Shahakal, you don't make an eitz, right, on pomegranate juice, and you make a Shahakal on the beer, but they are connected to the Shiva Saminim. So that's very interesting, but it's still a Shahakal. So you have Shahakal, a beer, or you have possibly pomegranate juice, and now you have a, let's say I'm eating eggs, a complete egg, a hard-boiled egg, or I'm eating a piece of meat, possibly, whatever the case is, along with other juices, whatever. He brings down these various different interesting things. So what do you make? It's all shahakal. In other words, the point is over here, it's all shahakal. You have a complete egg, a complete piece of meat, possibly also. So what do you make the shahakal on? What should I start off with? He says, mevarech, you should make the bracha on the beer first, or on the pomegranate juice. Interesting. So that's how he brings it down. To make the bracha, the shahakal, you have to make on one thing, and you have in mind everything else that's in front of you, right, whatever. These are all shahakal, so you want to make the bracha, he says, on the beer kit, because of the fact that it's made from barley. Which is in the pasuk, right, it's made from barley. Even though the person might like better possibly the meat, or they like better the eggs, or whatever the case is, even though you might like the other items better, mikol makom min shiva kaidim. Again, we have the the min shiva over here, even though it's not specifically min shiva. It's not mamish something, you know, it's not really barley per se. It's not really, you're not eating pomegranates, but still it's the juice and still it's the, has a connection to barley in reference to the beer and so on. So you have a connection to the Mekom Mokom. It's a part of the Shiva Saminim, right? The Min Shiva, which is stated in the Pasuk. So that would come before Shalom and Chaviv and so on. That comes before complete items. That comes before Chaviv, something that you desire more. So again, if we have these drinks together with the complete egg or complete piece of meat or whatever, and even though you like the meat better, the egg better, so on, you would make the bracha on the drink first. And now if your drink is soda or orange juice, so that, no, then you would make the bracha on the complete egg, obviously, would come first, right? The shahaka will come first before the soda or oranges. That's not from the Shivas Aminim, right? We make a piece of the bracha on the piece of meat also. We mentioned from the Aruch HaShulchan that food comes first. Usually, in general, we say food comes first. But over here, you're dealing with a question of the Shivas Aminim, so therefore, these drinks will come first. But if it's a regular soda, orange juice, something along those lines, I'm not even talking about water. That's on a lower level. But be it as it may, regular orange juice, soda, apple juice, or whatever, some other drink that's not from, has nothing to do with the Shiva Saminim, so then you would make the bracha on the food first, and especially if it's a complete food, for sure, like a complete egg or something like that, then for sure you make the shahakal on that and have in mind the other drinks. Now he brings down interesting, just ending off, let's say you have the beer and the pomegranate juice together, so then you make the bracha on the beer. He says if you don't want to drink the beer, then you make the bracha on the mitzrimainim, which would be the pomegranate juice, right? But let's say I'm drinking both. I'm drinking a little beer, a little pomegranate juice. It's part of my meal, but I'm eating whatever, right? So then you would make first the bracha. The bracha you would make, the shahakal would be made on the beer, covering everything. If you don't want the beer right now, so obviously, so then you make it on the pomegranate juice and cover the shahakal with that. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tov.